from Brownsville, Texas, directed by Armando Villarreal. The performance selections include Union.
I'm really looking forward to your performance here, Miss Mayavi. The song was a beautiful song that you produced here at the very beginning. I look forward to your performance. Okay, here we go. Maintain your accompaniment below your melodic line. Careful saxophones, not to overblow the rest of the band. Nice dynamic change. It's a French horn saxophone, you need to have better pitch. You're not jiving in your pitch there, French horn saxophone. Your D's on French horn and E's on alto are not matching at all. Here we go again. Tu, 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 tu. Okay, French horn. French horn alto saxophone. Really, really big problem with your matching of your G concerts. It is not a good thing to me. It was very bothersome. Either it's French horns against alto sax pitch, or it's within your alto saxophone section. Now it should be one style of tonguing, which should have a little more front to your sound. T T T instead of a ta ta ta, a T T T. You have a nice, very good instrumentation, it looks like. Trying to check where your French horns are. There you go. You have French horns right behind right next to your saxes. Okay. That was really, really nice in your French horns and so on. Be more definite in ti ti to ti ti to ti. Move together and move with the same style of tonguing. Be careful, bass drum, that you don't overtake the band. Support the band. Thank you. Okay, the cornets, when you have long notes, back off. Back off a little bit. So we can allow the flutes and to hear you. Again, bass drum, you're too much. A little more of your bottom on that last chord. More of your tuba sound. Ta. On that note, it should be ta. Okay, again, better balance on your last notes there. It should not be ta. Ta. It should be to. Be more delicate with it, like saying the word toe. To. Four. To. A full quarter note at the tempo that you're going. You have some nice things that are happening here. The only thing that I find a little bit offensive is the tuning between your, it's either within your saxophone section or between your saxes and French horns. You need to really address that. Make sure that your bass drum, whoever was doing the bass drum on the first Fallen Snow, it does not overtake the band as far as volume is concerned, because it seemed like it was just way too much up here. Here we go. Got to start together, bass drummer, whomever started. Then start with the rest of the band. Okay, people are doing the China cymbal. You don't just bang on the cymbal. You try to be as delicate as a band is being with those half notes when you have them. See, you're way too loud and too bangy. It, nice and easy. Oh, wait a minute. It should be more. No, don't bang on that. Don't bang on that with your left hand. You're just banging. Don't bang with that on that. It should be tishta. Tishta, not tish bang and ding bang. Take listen to the band. Again, I think you just need to be careful with little crescendos, your dynamic markings, that they're mezzo forte, and that they don't get out of hand. A good chordal balance. Make sure that your unisons are aligned. That you don't have one voice being louder than the other, because he wants the color here, the color of whatever. Your instruments that are playing, like for example your tuba, your baritone, trombone, your tenor saxophone, barry sax, bass clarinet, those half notes, like for example in measure 43 and like places, it should be a nice blended sound of these instruments. Blend the sound of the instruments and have them play. Don't just let them play and they all play at different dynamic levels. Listen to the sound that is there and then balance it. And do it every time they have long notes. And I think that this will happen for you. I am impressed with the with the tonal qualities of the band. The band has good tonal qualities. As a matter of fact, I think at the very beginning that you played your first note, it was just like, whoa, very, very good. When you started moving, that's when it became a little bit more noticeable that you know, they're little kiddos. But just because they're little kiddos, they can't be made to become aware of what they need to sound like. They can't play the way they want to sound like. They need to play the way you want them to sound like. And if you don't address the balancing of notes and tonal qualities, and if you don't address like the tonguing styles, that they be the same and things like that, then they're going to do whatever they want without, now I'm not saying that they're rude, because I don't think they are, but by the same token, they'll tongue ta-ta or da-da or ti-ti, and all of a sudden you have three different styles of tonguing. And so you need to pay real close attention that they all do the same style of tonguing, that they all match pitches well, and that they all phrase together. And I firmly believe that you will have a great band, because it's already has great tonal qualities in the band. Okay, well, I hope that what I have said is going to be helpful for you, and I wish you success. Thank you.